Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Katherine Davis.
Dietary supplements are a good way to make sure we get all the nutrients we need, but may not get enough of in our foods. So in order to help us better understand what we're getting in our supplements, the FDA has set forth new label requirements. Brian Womack, Senior Vice President for the Council for Responsible Nutrition, explains two of those changes.
The new daily values are going to reflect the latest nutrition science and the way that Americans eat. Vitamins A, D, and E are now going to be measured in the much more common and understandable units of milligrams and micrograms. They had previously been measured in international units or IUs. And if sugar is added to the product, you'll see its amount and the percentage daily value for sugar also, because so many people these days are watching their sugars, and the FDA wants to make sure that companies are very transparent about any added sugar in a product.
To help you learn about all the new label changes, Womack invites you to visit the Council's LabelWise website at belabelwise.org. That's BELABELWISE.org.
To replay this or other Health Beat programs, go to WBTMDanville.com and click on Behind the Mic. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Katherine Davis.